Conference record has joined the conference.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining the meeting today. This is Adopt a JSR for Non-English Speakers. We have Bruna Souza from Sojava, Heather Van Cura, and Martine Berberg from the London Java community. So today we're here to talk about expanding the Adopt a JSR programs into languages beyond English and Portuguese, which we have already. We had several requests come in and interest: Arabic, French, German, Spanish. If the language of your choice is not there, you can choose a different one. Just let us know, and we're here to help you and support you in that effort. So we're going to split up the presentation part of the meeting today, and Martine's going to start with the overall Adopt a JSR, what it is, and Bruno will be talking about some of the tips that he has found in Sojava with the Portuguese Adopt a JSR program that he has started with his Java user group. And then we'll go over just a little bit of refresher, but some best practices for how to participate in Adopt a JSR, and then we'll have some discussion and questions and answers. So I'll turn it over to Martine.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I just take myself off mute. So for those who don't know already, Adopt a JSR was a program that myself and Bruno and several other Java user group leaders started probably about a year and a half ago, 2 years now, with the idea being to get more developer feedback directly into the Java specifications as they were being built. It's purpose and progress has changed a little bit in the last 2 years. There is now a heavier focus on writing code and having practical workshops with people to actually learn these new Java standards coming in, and also to provide that sort of code API developer level feedback back to the spec leads. So on the slide deck, you can see the very simple link to where to go to get all the information about the program and how to get started and how to sign up and things. And it's been very successful. And for Java EE 7 and Java 8 in particular, a lot of good feedback has gone back into those specifications. But it has been dominated purely by English-speaking Java user groups, and that's the next thing we really want to change. So we've been working on a new community portal page with Sonia and her team at java.net, and you can see that on the slide at the moment that Heather has shown. And the idea there is hopefully that we can hook up, or we can link in other language portal pages or other language Adopt a JSR translations directly from the central portal page, so it truly does become a global effort. Just go on to the next one. Going through. Oh, what have I done? Sorry, am I actually controlling this, Heather?
Everyone should be seeing Why Should You Get Involved, which...
Ah, okay, cool. Sorry, my computer was just playing up for a second there.
Okay, no worries.
Yes, I'm cool. Seeing Why Should You Get Involved, yes.
Excellent. Cool. So lots of good reasons to get involved. One of the main reasons really is a purely selfish reason. As a developer, you want to work with nice APIs. You want to work with third-party libraries and standards, which in turn work for you. So we have had in the past a couple of standards come out which weren't very practical, which weren't very developer-friendly. And so we're hoping that if you get involved early, with the early input you give back to the expert groups and the spec leads, it means that you yourself will have a nicer API to work with for many years to come. And the bottom point is probably the major focus for today's discussion. We need expert input from non-English speakers. The number of Java developers that are going to grow in the next 5 to 10 years, we estimate there's going to be at least another 2 or 3 million Java developers joining the 9 or so million we have today. And most of those will be coming from non-English speaking countries. And we really feel that their input and their feedback needs to go back into Java. And that's what we're hoping to help start with you guys today. So in terms of joining the program, if you haven't kick-started already, again, adoptajsr.java.net has got all of the details on how to sign up to the program and how to connect with the other people participating in the global community. There's a simple mailing list that you can join. There's an IRC channel, and we have all sorts of social media options such as Twitter, a Facebook page, and those sorts of things. All of these materials are managed by various volunteers in the different Java user groups, so it really is sort of a collaborative effort.
Okay, thanks, Martin. So yeah, at the end of the presentation, materials that will be posted on jcp.org, there's a slide at the end that has all of the pointers to the social media outlets and Twitter and the different communities that we have for AdoptAJSR. So on the next part, if you're following along with the audio, we are on how to start in your language. And Bruno has put these together, some pointers. As you get started in your language, obviously you want to start joining the global AdoptAJSR program first that Martin just explained. And then we have a few pointers on how to get started in your own language. So I'll turn it over to Bruno. He can talk to these points that we've put together.
So hi, everyone, and hope you're hearing me fine. AdoptAJSR is an international program. And, of course, the JCP is also an international body. The specifications are all in English, so there is a strong need for being able to participate and discuss things in English. That's no doubt about it. But on the other hand, we understand that getting JUG members to join a program where they have to discuss things in English and they have to understand those things in a non-native language, lots of times creates a barrier for those developers. I think that worldwide it's clear that developers do have to understand and being able to communicate in English, but especially being able to read English fine. But once you start getting people to actually send back information and discuss topics and send their ideas, we've seen that a lot of developers get shy about using another language but not their own to participate. So we think that AdoptAJSR can be an excellent way of bridging this gap, right? And basically the first thing that we need as the Java user group is helping out people making this bridge, right? So having people that are able to participate on English mailing list and English discussions, and having them bring back all the discussions, all the topics in the native language. So that means, it's easier for people to start participating because they do have some material in their English language. I mean, their native language. And of course, by doing some translation of the very basic, the sign up, get started, and ways to get involved, pages, and also there's some basic material that explains the JCP, that explains what the AdoptAJSR is and the steps that you have to take. All of this material, if this material is in the local language, then, developers will feel more comfortable in joining in. They'll notice that there is some support for what they're doing. So that's a good thing. And actually, most of the work on the AdoptAJSR is following the discussion, right? There's actually a lot of people they're participating. They're participating as observers on the specifications and on the discussions. So basically, they are reading and listening to what's going on, and then bringing that information back to the user group. So most of the work being done in WGSR can be totally done, perfectly done by someone that can understand and read English. And so once you start showing that this is possible, then you kind of break this initial barrier of people say, no, but I don't have enough English to participate. We can break that barrier. There's a lot of things that can be done. The other thing is that if you talk about the WGSR in your events, in your user group meetings, and in your presentations, in your native language, then it's easier for you to get more people involved. Get people to report back, right? So anyone that's participating, get them to bring that information back into your user group, report what's going on, do a little overview of the specification. Anything that we report things back in our own language is great. And also, that is a huge help, because one of the main things that we can do in the WGSR is help the spec lead to promote the specification to as broad audience as possible. And so once you do have someone that's participating and brings that information back in their native language, we increase the reach of the GSR. So that's an excellent thing to do. A general idea that, you know, you have to sign up people to take a look at GSR, find things that they have interest in participate. And so that's what I was saying, that most of the efforts is actually being an observer, being listening to what's going on, understanding what's going on. So if you can do that and bring that information back to your native language, so you probably have a website for your user group, or we can use java.net. There is a very nice wiki on the WGSR project itself, and you can add that information to those places in your native language, and then it helps for whoever other member of user group that wants to participate. They'll see activities going on, they'll feel more comfortable and things like that. One interesting thing is that we always have to keep in mind that this is a long-term effort, right? We're talking about many, many months to get a spec, finalize it. Some of these specs, we're going through the JCP.next discussions, and those discussions are going to take, several years, actually, to come to a conclusion. So, and a lot of that time, it's spent in evaluating things that already exist and discussing general things of the specification. There's a lot of time spent implementing those things. There's not a lot of discussions. So, the whole process of the specification is a process that's not extremely fast. So, and it's all long-term. And so, and also long-term in the sense that once you go through one spec, it's a lot easier for you to go and follow other specs that are going on. So that means, the more time you're able to get your user group members to participate, the longer they're able to participate, the better. So you have to have some patience, right? We do have some people, for example, that, they join a mailing list and nothing happens for a week, and they start thinking, well, I don't know enough about this. I don't know enough about, I'm not understanding it because nothing is happening. Nothing is going on. I'm not being able to contribute. And that, that's, I think you're showing this to your members that wants to participate. It's a good way. And of course, if the process itself, it's not very fast, right? Maybe you can keep those people engaged by getting them to, bring information once a month or once every couple of months or something like this, to the user group. So, present something about the specification, give a brief report, like 5-10 minutes about what's happening in the last month or couple of months. So that at least the user group member has some activities to each that he does, and it keeps up the pace. There's, usually when it gets more towards the end of the specification cycle, lots of things happening. There's lots of bugs. Feel it. You know, when you already have an initial reference implementation, for example, people can actually try it out. And so things get more exciting, right? And that's a good moment for you to build on this excitement. Because, you know, when there's an alpha release of a spec or, you know, there's a first version of the RI, it's a great moment to do a talk, to do a report, to have a phone call, to do discussions and bring that information. And then the excitement builds and people get more interested about the JCP in general. One thing that we do is that every single meeting that we have, doesn't matter what the topic is, doesn't matter what the discussion is, we always talk about the JCP. So it's like, you know, 5 minutes it is, right? You know, oh, guys, we have the adopted GSR program. If anyone wants to participate, just come talk to us later. Or, you know, small news about, oh, yeah, last week we did a vote on this and that. Or, you know, some other, we usually get, if anyone here participating on the Java, on the adopted GSR, so if there's anyone on the meeting that's participated in anything, we ask them to stand up and you know, say, oh, so how is going? You know, what you're talking about? You know, what have you seen in the specification? So a little bit on that in every meeting helps a lot, right? So the more you're able to communicate the results, the more you're able to present to everyone else, the more your members see value on the adopted GSR program, and more interested they'll be to actually be part of the effort. And one interesting thing is that the people that are participating already, they feel valued, right? Because it's a lot of times this is a thankless job, right? You know, you're there, the main list, you're looking, you're reading what's going on, everything, but you're not contributing anything back immediately, right? So you're mostly following. So you have that impression that you're not helping with anything, you're not doing anything, and you don't deserve any recognition. But it's actually the other way around, right? The fact that you're there, you're participating, you're making the process more transparent, you're making the process more interesting for everyone else. So, you know, by having this process of showing this off to everyone else, you're out actually giving a big thanks to the people that want to participate. So next slide, Heather, please.
Yes, so we're looking at the Portuguese snapshot.
Okay, so we do have one of the things that we did, you know, we do host on our website a page about the adopted GSR, and on that page we do list all the GSR that we are participating at. As you can see in the snapshot, it has a little description of what the adopted GSR is, and it's all in Portuguese, so it makes it's a little friendlier for everyone that wants to come and find out information about it. It does, we don't see the snapshot, but it does list everyone that's participating, so you can go there and you can see the participating. If you have any interest in any of those specifications, you can contact back the person that's listed there, or we do list also some GSRs that we think are important that maybe are not there, but you know, someone else that no one is actually looking at, but it would be interesting for the country, for example. Another interesting thing about talking about multiple languages is that the JCP is an international effort where the results should be good to everyone, right? But if we have a large concentration of people from one country or from one region, then maybe some of the specifications are not targeting the needs and the particularities of certain regions, right? That's very obvious, for example, on international things like date and time, for example, that has some variations all over the globe, but it is important in other areas. So we are participating on the money API, for example, right? For us, it's very important to participate in the money API because there is a banks in Brazil are heavily technical, and so this discussion is an important discussion for us here in Brazil. So we there's a lot of people that actually think that this is an important subject to be part of. So once you start participating in that, then you can discuss whatever particularity you may have. So, you know, you get, for example, someone in the U.S. that have the same money, the same currency for you know, since the, you know, basically since the country was started. And, you know, in my lifetime in Brazil, we've changed the currency in the country at least 5 times, right? And so, and in the last time that we did this, we actually changed every single piece of money that was in the country in a very short period of time, right? So these particularities that each country has are important to feedback into the process, right? Because, you know, someone that has never changed the currency maybe doesn't have the ideas what could happen if you need to change the currency. Or if you have a high inflation, you need to cut 3 zeros from your currency from time to time, like we had in the past. So, you know, so those are kind of things that you can bring into the process, because you know what your region, what problems your region has. You know what particularities you have in your area. And I think this is extremely important for the process in general. So, next, Heather, please.
Okay, we're in the French page.
So that's another example of a translation of the WGSR in French. And the interesting thing is that, you know, you may take a look at the page and you say, well, but, you know, all this information is in English, and most developers can read those things in English. Why do I need to have this trouble? Right? But once you are, you know, a French-speaking developer, or you're a Portuguese-speaking developer, or you're, you know, so many other languages, Bahasa Indonesian-speaking developer, for example, once you can get your page where you feel more welcome because you don't have that barrier, it explains to you some of the JCP information in a easier way. It's a lot easier for you to be interested in participating on that, right? Especially because the JCP, it's of course it has its technical part, right? But a lot of the JCP is some legal documents and some, you know, specifications, something based in the paper. And that's already a barrier for developers. If they also have the language barrier, they're like, well, I'm just going to leave to someone else to take care of that. And once you decide to leave to someone else to take care of that, you may be leaving to someone else that doesn't understand the problems that you have in your country, that doesn't understand the issue that you may have, to take decisions on things that will impact your country later on. So, you know, the French page already exists. It's another example. And the more page that we have in different languages, the better results we're going to have for the JCP worldwide. And, of course, you know, there are Java user groups around the world that are already participating on the adopted GSR. And you can see a series of them here. And one interesting thing that the user groups can add to all of this is that the user groups are already doing that kind of thing for Java in general, right? One of the reasons why the Java user groups community is so strong is because a lot of user groups have taken the time to localize Java content. And I'm not only speaking about language here, but, you know, to present Java in the right way on the region, to, for example, even if you're using English, but to show local success stories of Java, to promote local speakers in your user group. So Java user groups are already doing this localization of Java in general on different things, language, people participating, success cases, and other local things. And so if we can do the same thing in terms of the JCP to actually, you know, promote the local participations of the specification, promote things in the local language, promote a local activity about the JCP, show the importance of the JCP on particular specific cases in your region. You know how to talk with your developers in your local area much better than anyone else, right? So use this to improve the worldwide Java technology, because I think everyone is going to benefit, especially the people in your local region. So I think that's about it. I think that's, I'm turning back to Martin, Heather.
Okay. Hi, Bernal. Yeah, so I had just a couple, we had put together just a few screenshots for best practices once you have your pages set up. I did a little chat. I know there's some people that are interested in starting some pages in their native languages. We're here to support you with that. Once you get your pages up, these are reminders on how to start and adopt the JSR project, start at the URL, and the best practices really are to coordinate your activities with the spec lead and the expert group. So you can find those contacts on jcp.org on the JSR pages and coordinate with them what you're going to be working on and report back what you're working on in the matrix. That's on the Adopt the JSR page of java.net, and communicate with your Java user group what you want to do and organize your talks and hack days, and then communicate again the results. And we put some pointers here so you have kind of a visual reference of what that would look like. So entering your activity into the matrix, there's the Adopt the JSR wiki page on slide 14. You can see what that looks like. When you join the project, you'll show up as a member, and you should be able to edit this wiki. Just put in here under your JSR that you're working on, add your Java user group if not listed here, and a link to your project on your page that you have, whether it's on java.net or your Java user group site. If you have a page on java.net that's translated into your local language, you could link to that here in the matrix. But that lets us know on a global scale and coordination who's working on which JSRs, and then we can follow up with you to find out the results. This is a JSR page example on page 15, and there's also a pointer here where you can find the active JSRs. So right now we've got over 350 JSRs that have ever gone through the JCP. This URL will take you to the ones that have been active in the last 12 months if you're looking for a JSR that you're interested in. And you'll click on that JSR, and this is what it would look like if you haven't seen it before. And here you can find the contact to the specification leads and see who's on the expert group. And sharing success, we have a section on the Adopt a JSR wiki on java.net where you can add the success that you've had. Same thing, if you joined the project, you can add it in here, and you can also communicate on the mailing list, the Adopt a JSR mailing list, so join that and communicate here any success that you had. There's also a GitHub organization. If you develop applications for hack days and sessions, you can add it here. Several Java user groups around the world have added some of their applications. There's the tic-tac-toe application from BJUG. Doug Chennai updated this with their Urban Traveler app from some of the Java EE7 specifications that they developed an application and ran a hack day. So you can find that here. Again, at the end of the slide deck, there's the pointers for all of these. And on slide 18, just some things to keep in mind as you're looking to feed your comments and any bugs that you find back into the JSR expert groups. One of the best practices that we found to be particularly helpful is filing issues and bugs on the JSR pages. Most of these are on java.net. For example, JSR 344, JSF, had several Adopt a JSR participants contribute and found some issues or bugs that they wanted to report, and they used the Adopt a JSR hashtag so that we can easily go through the JIRA application and find bugs or issues that have been reported as a result of participation in Adopt a JSR. So that's just another way to help us look at the Adopt a JSR program from a global perspective. We also have a transparency sub-project. So this helps the spec leads and the community know how well the spec leads are doing in their transparency to the community. So as part of the Adopt a JSR project, if you click on the survey link here, there's a survey on java.net where you can take a survey of your JSR of interest. On slide 21, you can see what it looks like. There are about 15 questions here talking about things like, is the JSR publicly accessible, and is there a discussion happening, and how many discussions and issues have been brought up in the last 30 days. So that will help us to see how well these JSRs are making their work transparent to you as the community. And the promise on slide 22 pointers, okay. All this information can be posted to jcp.org, so you can find the pointers here. And I see that Manny put it in the chat, too, if you're on WebEx. That concludes the formal portion of the presentation. We still have some time, so I'm going to turn off the conference record, and we can have some informal discussion and chat time, unless anyone wants to say anything else before I turn off the conference record. I'll stay silent for a few moments. Thanks for joining, everybody. I'll be right back.
Okay. Thanks.